Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code, a lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We're live from the TireRack.com studios. And shortly after the show, the Odd Couple podcast will go up. So if you miss any of today's show, just check out the pod. Search Odd Couple wherever you get your podcast. And also follow, rate, and review our podcast. Again, just search Odd Couple wherever you get your podcast, and you will see today's show posted right after we get off of the air. Funky Cole, Mark Medina on at the bottom of the hour. He's always a lot of fun as we talk NBA with him. And speaking of it, Rob, Philly up 57-55 early in the second quarter. It's a good game. And Cleveland having its way with the Orlando Magic, 80-65. And remember, the Cavs Magic winner will play Boston, Miami, that winner, in the next round. All right, Rob, the series that I think is getting probably the most attention because it's the defending champion Denver Nuggets and, you know, the glamour team of the NBA.
And the Lakers, right.
LeBron, you know, the face of the league still. And, Rob, I picked the Lakers in six.
You didn't pick the Lakers, did you?
I'm sorry, I picked the Nuggets in
six. Right, I was going to say, what show was I listening to?
No. I'm going to stick with my six, but it's looking like five right now. At best. And I know it was just one game, Rob. But like we said, when we talked to Antonio Daniels, they've beaten them nine straight times in one calendar year.
That is incredible.
Right? You see some things like this sometimes, right? But it ends up, you look at it, oh, it's 3 or 4 years, right? Different players and all that. These are essentially the same players, essentially. And it's in 11 months.
Right.
That has got to wear on you, Rob. I get it. LeBron's seen it all, but still. And here's the thing, Rob. And look, Lakers, they still won tonight. Everybody's going to be feeling differently. But in game one on Saturday,
they're going to win a game. I mean, what are they going to lose? Are they going to lose all of them? No, they'll win a game.
I don't think they'll win in Denver, though.
I don't either. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. But they'll win a game. I don't think they'll get swept again.
You would think the game for them to win would be game three in L.A.
Absolutely.
If they lose game three and they're down 3-0, I don't know. I mean, they're going to probably come out gangbusters trying their best, but I don't know. It'd be tough. But LeBron, 27 points, Rob. He was great early. He basically wore himself out in the first half and only had 9 points in the second half. three in the fourth quarter. Anthony Davis was very good, 32 points, 14 rebounds. And for the Nuggets, Jokic was great. Jamal Murray wasn't. Jamal Murray had 22 points, 9 of 24 from the field, Rob, and yet they still won.
Right.
That's the thing. Your two guys had very good games.
Think about what you just said, 9 for 24?
Yeah. He's not going to do that very often. And so even if D'Angelo Russell does finally find himself in a playoff game, I mean, Jamal Murray might just even that out because he's going to play better too.
Is this why with D'Lo, like sometimes you watch him, he had a really good regular season this year.
He did.
He really did. But you always go, well, why has he been on 10 teams?
You know, yeah, I mean, remember he's had some attitude issues. Just ask Nick Young. You remember that?
Yes, oh yeah. I do. but you get my point. Like,
yeah,
sometimes he looks like he should be a star in the league. Like he could be. I'm not saying superstar.
He's averaged 23 points in a season. You know, he's averaged had a few 21 point seasons. Career average 17.8, 5.8 assists. So he's a good player. The problem is, and he's not on these guys' level. James Harden, Nikola Jokic. I mean, not Jokic, Joel Embiid. But Rob, he is not the same player in the playoffs. He's a career. Everybody thinks it's just Denver. It's not just Denver. I mean, he was terrible against them last year. 6 points a game, 13% from three. But overall, Rob, he's a 38% shooter from the field, 31% from three, and averages 14 points a game in the playoffs. So he dips when the lights are the brightest. He get all that ice in my veins stuff he does. Right. Come on, bro. This is when you got to get it done. And they were challenging him. They were doubling off him to go at LeBron and AD. And they were going under, when he had the ball, going under the screen and roll. And basically daring him to, you're going to have to prove to us that you're going to hit shots. And he got 20 shots up because he was open. But there's a reason he was open, as they say.
Right. There was always that. Why'd you get so many looks? Well, they wanted you to shoot the ball, actually.
Right. And Rob, go ahead.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Make your point, and then I'll say something.
Well, I was just going to say that in LeBron's prime years, and I would say he's not in his prime anymore, but his numbers are prime numbers. I'm not even counting his first go-round in Cleveland because he didn't really have enough help. But you look at him in Miami when San Antonio was their nemesis. You look at him in Cleveland the second time when Golden State was his nemesis. And now Denver's his nemesis.
Right.
What do those three teams have in common? Smart teams, play smart basketball.
Also, teams, Chris.
Teams. Every one of them, Rob, because remember, Tim Duncan was older when they were giving Miami fits. But all three of them, Rob, I would say, and let me know if you agree with me, were better than the sum of their parts. Now, of course, Golden State, once they got Durant, that was a different story. But before that, they were better than the sum of their parts because they moved the ball, the players move. And yesterday, Denver, all five of their starters scored in double figures whoever's the open man gets the shot. It's not we got our two guys, everything's going to revolve around them. The rest of y'all get in where you fit in. No, that's five-man basketball. Rob, look at the Nuggets on paper. They're not any behemoth on paper. Like you were saying the other night on Friday, they got one all-star.
Right, just one.
That's it. But they know how to play team basketball, and as they say, everyone's a star in their role. KCP ain't trying to show you he should be an all-star.
But you leave him open, Chris, and he'll make you pay.
Right. Aaron Gordon's not out there trying to show you that he's something better than you think he is. They accept their roles and they excel at it. They know what they're supposed to do. And that's unique, Rob, in today's NBA. It wasn't unique back in the day. Most teams played like that. But now, very few teams play like that. And those are the teams that have given LeBron trouble in his career, particularly when he's in his prime.
And here's Denver going for 10 straight, which just seems inconceivable. It really does. I'm serious. That on one given night, Chris, AD and LeBron just can't do what needs to be done to win a game. Think about that.
When you say it that way,
right?
Right. It's like AD and LeBron.
One night, just one night, they ball out. They do what they need to do to secure a win. We're not talking about win a series, Chris. Win a game.
Right. It's tough to beat any team 10 straight times. It's tough to beat the worst team in the league 10 straight
yep.
times. You and you're talking about, you just said it, two of the top 75 players.
Right.
Ever?
That they can't win a game? If they win, if they lose tonight, 10 in a row?
Right.
Wow.
Well, Rob, and I think the challenge, there's a few things. One, LeBron's kind of in a quandary. Because I don't think he knows, like, what is the way to attack these guys and beat them? Because, Rob, he came out like gangbusters in game one. 12 points in the first quarter, 19 in the first half.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Like, I'm going to try to bury him.
He hits the three, right? To give him a three-point lead.
I think by then it was too late, though.
It sounds crazy.
Yeah. But the game had turned. But my point is, he was out of gas. Second half, he had 9 points. Fourth quarter, he had 4 points.
Right.
Or he might have had 8 points in each 8 points in the second half and 4 in each quarter. But he was done at the end.
He had no more juice.
No, remember game four? Last year, we scored 19 in the first quarter, 31 at half, and then only had 3 points in the fourth quarter.
That's right.
Because he had – so I think he's battling with, okay, if I come out and go crazy, we can get a lead, but I'm done in the second right. half, especially
rather than getting buried early.
Well, that's the thing. Like, and I think he's like, if I don't come out and really, you know, light it up, we might be down 20.
That's what I mean. Right. And then we can't get back. Rob, right. You got a stat for us? What do you got?
I got something that's going to blow your guys' mind here. Just to put into perspective how inconceivable this Nuggets 9-game winning streak over the Lakers.
Yeah. Okay.
Currently, it is the 6th longest active winning streak from one team over another in the NBA. Here are the 5 ahead of them. See what they all have in common versus this other.
Here we go.
Okay. The Knicks over the Pistons, 15 straight. The Pistons have been tanking.
The Pistons are in everyone.
The Warriors, 13 straight over the Rockets, who up until this season were tanking.
Yeah.
Right? The Clippers and the Hornets, 12 straight. Again, Hornets were tanking. The Clippers and the Pistons again, your guys.
I know. That's what I was going to say. The Pistons are going to be in this a couple times.
And then number 6, the Nuggets and the Lakers, who both have been actively competing hard for years.
Now, that's unbelievable.
And they've won 9.
That is.
Yeah. When you look at.
Those are the worst teams in the league.
Right. And they should get beat every time they play almost. And to think that the Lakers are on a similar track like the Pistons, Chris. Like
That's crazy. That is crazy. Do you think they win tonight?
No.
I mean, Denver.
Yeah, Denver wins tonight. And the Lakers, I give them one game, game 3 in L.A.
Man,
I give them a game.
I think it's – well, look, I think the series is over already, but
– why do you think it's over, Chris? When
I say over, I mean I think Denver's going to win.
Okay, yeah.
I mean, I thought Denver was going to win.
You thought they were going to win by in 6 games, but now you think it could be 5. Do you think a sweep is happening? Any chance of a sweep?
I wouldn't be shocked. At this point, I wouldn't be shocked.
Wow.
Because now, Rob, I'm not saying it's going to. Like I said, I'll stick with my 6. But like Antonio said, that mental strain. And then you can start in your desire to end it. Like, look, this is just downright embarrassing. We got to end this. You just get away from your game plan. You know what I mean? Now you're out there rushing. You're trying to force stuff. And you might get blown out even worse. Look, you would think they're going to win at some point. So I'm not predicting a sweep. I'm just saying before the series, I would have been surprised at a sweep. Now, I won't be surprised. if that's indeed what happens. So, all right, 877-99 on Fox. Nuggets, Lakers. Are you giving the Lakers any chance tonight and in this series? Your thoughts next. Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask?
Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Houshmandzadeh and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it. Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Thoroughbred Racing has a new independent regulator, HISA, that's implementing comprehensive reforms, and the sport is combining hands-on care with cutting-edge technology to help keep its athletes safe. To learn more, visit safetyrunsfirst.com. That's safetyrunsfirst.com. 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in on, will the Lakers get a W tonight or this series against the Denver Nuggets? Your thoughts?
Let's go with Kyle in Virginia Beach. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Kyle?
What's up, fellas?
How are you?
I'm doing well. I just want to say I love your show. I listen to it pretty much every night.
Thank you.
But I'm a big Nuggets fan. I grew up watching Carmelo Anthony, and I actually flew out to Denver to watch them play Anthony Edwards and them. Anthony Edwards is crazy in person. But the Nuggets, like Chris said at the beginning of the show, it's the same story. The Lakers come out strong. LeBron's got the moxie, and then Mike Malone calls a timeout, and something happens. And those guys understand what it does. And I coach basketball. I'm brothers coaching women's basketball in Kentucky now. Like, we understand momentum, and we're both Nuggets fans. You get Jokic going, you get Jamal Murray going, you get the guys understanding that, hey, we're the better team, we're defending champions, we got the sign on our back. And once they get that ball, that machine moving, that train goes, and I don't know if the Lakers will win another game. Mm. And I know you got two guys, you got Anthony Davis, you got LeBron, but the Nuggets, they got KCP, they got Christian Brown, they got Peyton Watson, the guys off the bench that don't score when they need to until they have to. You got Jokic, obviously. He's going to do his thing. But
Jokic will do whatever they need, right? Like, if everybody's clicking, he'll just get 25. If not, he'll get 40.
If he needs to, he'll get 45.
Right. If he needs it.
It's 45, but it's not even a question about the rebounds and the assists. It's right. How many points is Jokic going to have to score?
Right.
And I think that that's a hard thing for, you know, LeBron and the guys to get over. And, you know, Rui Hachimura is a good player, and no question about that. But Rui Hachimura can't stop Jokic. No. He can't even stop DeAndre Jordan. And that's what they did the other night. They put DeAndre Jordan in, got Rui in foul trouble, yep. And they put Jokic back in.
Yep, and there it is. So
I'll leave with this with you all. The Denver Nuggets have that same team mentality that they built in Golden State. That Draymond Green was on the stand, and they're talking about on Fox Sports early with Doug Gottlieb about, oh, well, they gave Klay $160 million with the torn ACL. The Nuggets have that same loyalty because the guys are giving them the results. That's what Draymond says. We give them results, they give us the respect. Well, the Nuggets got the guys, him and Jamal, Jokic and Jamal, and now MPJ, honestly.
We appreciate the call. Thank you, Kyle.
Yeah, thank you.
No doubt. Andre in Massachusetts, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Dre?
Yeah, how you doing? Thanks for taking the call. I have to concur with the previous caller. I don't see the Lakers winning tonight or another game. And it's based off the fact that the caller alluded to. No, it's not because – the reason being, the Nuggets can take it to a gear. They have a fifth gear. And I don't see the Lakers getting out of fourth gear. And the caller alluded to, who's the third guy that the Lakers can depend on to give you offense, to give you momentum, to give you leadership? With LeBron's team, it has to go through LeBron, and it has to go through his people, i.e. AD. And I don't trust Anthony Davis. What did he play, 40 minutes last game? And he
45.
Played
he played 45. And they were LeBron played 41. And they got and they one day rest. So,
wow,
yeah, it's going to be tough on them tonight, I think.
And
I mean, LeBron was gassed. With all that rest, LeBron was gassed in the fourth quarter. What's going to be different tonight?
Peabody. Mr. Peabody in Vegas. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Peabody?
Hey, how y'all doing? I love y'all's show, man. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Thank you, Peabody. We appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah, I think the one thing that everybody's missing is we missing Vanderbilt and we missing Cam Reddish. Those were the two hogs and the dogs that we needed to neutralize the Joker. We missing those two.
Cam Reddish.
He was balling. Yes,
that's
he was
the
balling
difference
before.
Between y'all.
Cam Reddish and Vanderbilt was balling before they.
I mean, Vando's been out the whole year. No,
you know that they was balling all year.
Man, stop it! You making excuses?
If Cam Reddish was playing, they
would be able to beat Denver.
Ask any Laker fan when them two went down. That was
we got a Laker fan, Rob G.
Rob G. Let's
is Cam Reddish the difference between y'all beating the Nuggets?
Hell no.
Now, I like Vando, but, I mean, Vando been out.
Vando was unplayable in the series last year. And right. I like Vando, too, but nah.
What is this dude talking about?
Look, all I'm going to say is the Lakers are undefeated against Denver when they've had Christian Wood, and he hasn't played yet.
Oh, is that it?
He's supposed to come back in game three, just saying. Don't call it a comeback.
I get it. Fans always want to, are we not at this? Are we not there? Are we not? Dude, really? Like, this is, we talked about it. This is nine games.
Yeah, that's
it's nine games.
Cam Reddish played two of the games against Denver this year, and they lost them,
right.
Obviously. So
the Nuggets have turned us into the Pistons, Rob.
That's what's happened.
They have turned y'all into one of those bad teams.
The Nuggets have turned the Lakers into goo.
I'm at a point.
Like y'all the Hornets.
Thanks, Chris. That's even worse than the Pistons.
They do.
I'm at a point now tomorrow where if we lose tonight, I'm going to make an executive decision that we're not going to talk Lakers Nuggets at all on tomorrow's show. It's too much of the same thing. People want fresh content, and the Lakers losing to the Nuggets is no longer fresh at this point.
I mean, it's... At what point is it like they got to win tonight? I get it that you're going home, right? And you always – we know the crowd's going to be going crazy for game three. But they got to win. If they're going to have any chance of winning this series, they got to win tonight. Got to win tonight.
100%.
I still don't think they would.
They need but they still need to – because they just got to get this off of them. If they win, they go home, Chris. There's a chance. What could they go up 2-1? I'm not saying that – like, that's the way they got to really think about it. You got to get it. All teams want to split. But this has been so bad for them. They desperately need to just get a solid win And it doesn't have to be by 20. They just need to win a game. Yep. That's it.
All right, Funky Cole Medina is up at the
coming up next.
Around the corner.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
It's time for Funky Cole Mark Medina, Fox Sports Radio's NBA insider. He gets theme music because he brings the noise. Mark Medina, Funky Cole, what's up?
Oh, man, you know what? Everyone was winning at home in these playoff games. If they want to extend that streak, they got to use that intro music.
Yes, sir. You're
right about that. So, look, a lot to get through. Let's start. We haven't talked a lot about this today. Phoenix, Minnesota.
Yes.
Now, Phoenix had beaten them 3-0 in the regular season. Obviously, Minnesota turned the tables in game one. What'd you see in game one that stood out to you? And how do you think this series goes?
Man, what I saw in game one was that just amazing, entertaining image of Anthony Edwards just going off and then yapping at Kevin Durant.
Yes.
I loved it because KD is one of his idols and has clearly shown that he's going to be one of the bright stars in years to come. But what I mainly saw was not only Ant's greatness, but that with a team collectively, they've been able to withstand, you know, early foul trouble from Anthony Edwards. And I think that goes back to building their depth, ironically, when Karl Anthony Towns was out. They've had to have this mindset. They can't just lean on one star. It's about making sure their strength in numbers. And I think that even though it's a different context where Karl Anthony Towns is back in, it really shows that's not just about those two guys. Rudy Gobert's finally had good chemistry as a good defender as he was in Utah. Mike Conley still has a lot of run in him. And, you know, you see guys like Naz Reid. I think he has a lot of upside because he was one of the Sixth Man of the Year candidates. So they're a complete team where the Suns, you know, Kevin Durant, Devin Booker, Bradley Beal, you can't ever count those guys out, but it just really feels like it's that trio and nothing else.
Why can't the Lakers beat the Nuggets? What do you see here? 9 in a row is ridiculous.
Well, I think the easy answer to that is that the Nuggets are just vastly superior to them in every way. Talent, depth, continuity. But I think when you're breaking it down, the Lakers do keep these games competitive, but then all of a sudden the Nuggets go on a run. We saw it prior to game one where that's what happened in the fourth quarter, especially in the final minutes. In game one, it happened in the third quarter. I think what it really illustrates is even if the Lakers are playing at their absolute best, they don't have margin for error. Well, you know, they do have plenty of room to improve, i.e. D'Angelo Russell's got to make some shots. Someone other than Anthony Davis and LeBron James have to deliver. I think it just shows that fundamentally the Nuggets just have so much more reinforcements. They're clearly a lot more on the same page than the Lakers are. And so what that means in game two, the Lakers will come out swinging, but I just feel like they can only do so much. And this series, it won't be a sweep, but it'll be over in 4 or 5 games.
Are you hearing anything about Giannis? Obviously, the Bucks, you know, got a great win in game one without him. I would imagine that if they can keep winning, they'll keep holding him out, even if he's, you know, feeling better. But are you hearing anything on when he might return?
No, they've really been listening to him as day-to-day, and I think that obviously it's nice that they won the first game. It's good that they have someone like Damian Lillard to carry the slack. That's why they made the deal in the first place. But I think that it is disconcerting for two reasons. One, the Indiana Pacers did very well upset the Bucks in the first round. They've had their number prior to game one. They play at such a fast pace that really taps into exposing the Bucks' weakness in transition defense. But on the second part, calf injuries are no joke. You guys may recall in 2019, those playoff runs with the Golden State Warriors, before Kevin Durant returned and had that Achilles injury, you know what he was dealing with? A calf injury. So you don't want to really rush these things back. But the problem is Giannis is such a good player, and the Bucks have been so up and down this season. They really need him, especially in this first-round series, because they don't want to have an upset this early. So it's good they won game one, but I really feel like Giannis's game status, the Bucks' fortunes are really going to be game to game.
And where? Who did you pick in the Knicks-Sixers series before it started? You got a hot one here. The Knicks are up by 4, 10 minutes to go, but Philly's hanging in there.
Yeah, I picked the Knicks to win. They have home court advantage, even though things dramatically changed with Joel Embiid back on the lineup, and they went on a really good winning streak to show that their seventh seed was more circumstantial for him being out. I think that the Knicks have just shown that even without Julius Randle, they still have a great team. They overachieved. They're well coached. And so, yeah, this is going to be a competitive series, and it's a testament that even with, you know, the issues that Joel Embiid and Tyrese Maxey are facing, that the Sixers can make this a game. But I just feel like as we talk right now, the Knicks are up by 7, that they're going to wind up breaking away. And I think that if Indiana or Milwaukee, regardless if either they advance, I wouldn't be surprised if the Knicks upset one of those two teams as well. They're that good. I don't think they'll beat Boston because Boston is just above and beyond everyone else in the East. But I'm a really firm believer in how the Knicks have been playing this season.
It's what's interesting, and it hasn't happened yet, and we'll see if it does. But a lot of the quote-unquote old guard. Now, Steph is already out. LeBron could be out in the first round. Kevin Durant could be out in the first round. And then that kind of leaves, you know, Anthony Edwards, SGA, Jokic, Tatum. Like, the next wave of players, I guess Jokic might be somewhere in the middle of that. Let's see with the Clippers. If they go out in the first round, then you've got Luka replacing those guys. Do you see these playoffs maybe as kind of a changing of the guard, or at least that they potentially are a changing of the guard in the NBA?
It very well could. I mean, this took place last season where the Denver Nuggets won the championship. It was the changing of the guard of, hey, it's another sign of competitive balance and small market appreciation. But this season, I think when you list all those young players, these are real pivot points where it shows, okay, they've taken another corner in their development. And it's happened at the expense of some of these old vets. I think nothing epitomizes that more than what we talked about earlier when Anthony Edwards was going at it with Kevin Durant. And I think that what else is fitting is that, you know, the Warriors, now that we know that they're eliminated, they're facing a lot of tough philosophical questions this offseason about whether they keep Klay Thompson on board. If they do make a pay cut, how can they make this work to have a better roster than 10th place? But, you know, the Lakers are going to have to wrestle with that too. Do they decide not to stick with continuity and try to chase that other star to pair with LeBron James, Anthony Davis? Or, you know, does LeBron think otherwise about his future? There's a lot of, I think, big picture feelings that these organizations have to feel weigh. It's a weird thing to say it because the Suns have already made a lot of changes, but that could also happen too, even with a new head coaching change with Frank Vogel. And even though they put a lot of money in Kevin Durant and getting Bradley Beal this offseason, they lose in the first round. I can't see Matt Ishbia being happy with how much money he spent just for that. So that's what's going to be interesting. Not only changing the guard of the playoffs, but these teams that have the older stars have to wrestle with what they do in the future this upcoming offseason.
Absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely. That is our man, Funky Cold Mark Medina. Great stuff, as always.
And the
always,
Cavaliers
man.
Won by 10, right? So they're 2-0 in there. They got their win. Okay.
Enjoy the game tonight, man.
Will do it, my friends. I'll keep playing the intro music. I'll keep giving the goods.
There you go. We appreciate All right. you.
All right, brother. Rob, the NFL draft, of course, a few days away.
It's in Detroit.
Quarterbacks, the stars of the show. But should they be? That's next. iCouple Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
All right, it's the iCouple live from the TireRack.com studios. If you're tired of feeling alone in your job search, I've got news for you. With just one connection, you can find endless, endless job opportunities. That connection, of course, Express Employment Professionals. Don't go it alone. Visit ExpressPros.com to find the location nearest you. That's ExpressPros.com. And we here at Fox Sports Radio want to give our special thanks to Express Pros for being the official employment agency of Fox Sports Radio's draft coverage. Now, be sure not to miss NFL Draft Live here on Fox Sports Radio Thursday night, 8 p.m. Eastern, throughout the first round of the NFL Draft. You've got the insider Jay Glazer here, the former Arizona Cardinals GM Steve Keim, College Football Hall of Famer LeVar Arrington, and Big Noon Kickoff's own Rob Stone. They'll have pick-by-pick predictions and reactions to every single first-round pick. That's Thursday, 8 p.m. Eastern, throughout the first round of the draft. It's all live right here on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeart app. Draft Night Live. It's presented by Express Pros. All right, Rob, Zach Wilson.
Yes.
The beleaguered quarterback formerly of the New York Jets, third pick in the draft. Was he third or second? Second, was he? Second pick in the draft. Class of 2021. He's traded today to the Denver Broncos. Was it a six-round pick?
It was a pick swap, Chris.
Yeah, six and seven,
it was a cup
seven,
of coffee
right?
And a sweep roll.
Oh, that's right.
You know, he was traded. The Jets will receive a sixth-round pick, pick number 203. In this upcoming draft
for
Zach Wilson. And they will also receive a seventh-round pick. So
Denver.
So I don't know if it's really much of anything to talk about. But again,
they just, right,
Zach Wilson getting traded is not real news because we've known now for a few months he was going to get traded. What makes this story interesting is that now four of the five first-round quarterbacks from 2021 have been traded. Trey Lance was traded to the Cowboys for a fourth rounder. Mac Jones traded to the Patriots for a sixth rounder. Justin Fields traded to the Bears for a conditional sixth rounder. And Zach Wilson, the least of the bunch, traded for a pick swap, which is embarrassing. The only guy currently entrenched.
That's just like trying to save face.
Exactly.
Like, give us something.
And they had to eat half of his contract. They're right. Like, we'll take half the money. Just take him off our hands. The only guy currently entrenched has started Trevor Lawrence. And even he has 60 turnovers in three seasons, so he hasn't really been lighting it up either, which all leads us to this conversation. You know that in this upcoming draft on Thursday, as many as four quarterbacks will be taken in the top five picks. As many as six quarterbacks will be taken in the first round altogether. Guys, should we view that 2021 class, the Ballyhoo 21 class, and use it almost as a cautionary tale for this 24 class coming up?
I just think that, and we've said it many times on this show, we've seen enough top five picks that have become busts, straight up busts. And we got two of them in that draft. Is it more than two? You got Zach Wilson and Trey Lance, straight up bust. And Trevor, we'll see what he is. I just think it's so difficult to determine who's going to make the transition successfully from college football to the NFL at quarterback. And so, yeah, and they've overhyped these guys. I mean, you would think there are five game changer, franchise changing quarterbacks in this draft. And it, probably at best, there's two. Probably.
Here's the problem. And here's the reason why the quarterbacks get so much love. We already know it. People are desperate for quarterbacks. That's so, if anybody's there, they're just going to go. The running backs, remember this, they don't want to draft those guys in the first round, right, Chris? So right. So that's why they'd rather take a chance on a quarterback or somebody like that. And that's why these guys are getting these opportunities, even though they continue to be bust, right? They continue to be bust.
Yeah, I mean, look, in today's NFL, the way the game is played, the way the rules have been changed to a good degree, quarterback is by far the most important position.
It just is. Without a quarterback, right. Your season's sunk, Chris. Right. Would you say that?
Pretty much. And I don't know, how much longer, or Rob, like, you used to, and it was only even then, only occasionally. But you would see like an average quarterback win a Super Bowl. Well, what is the last two were obviously Mahomes, Stafford, who was certainly not average. He's above average.
Right.
Was it Tom Brady before that? I mean, it is quarterback is king, obviously. But it's hard to play. I think it's the hardest thing to do in sports. And so it's difficult to get to predict which guys. I mean, we got our guy, Danny Kelly, right? The scout, former NFL scout. He's saying Spencer Rattler's going to be the best quarterback in the draft. Now, that doesn't mean it's going to happen.
Right.
But Daniel's been right about a lot of things. If he turns out to be right about this, that'll be a miracle.
That really would be. It would be.
Right. But I think, Rob, at the end of the day, it's just what we talk about, like, they overhype these dudes. And a lot of it is the draft analyst, right? The Mel Kipers of the world. Nothing against Mel. He does a good job. But you know what I mean? They talk these guys up. Because a lot of the people they talk to around the league, Rob, are agents, you know? And they're talking them up. And so, but we'll see. It's going to be interesting. But yeah, 2021, man. Terrible QB class, at least the way it turned out. All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris Broussard, Rob Parker. We are live, all the way live from the TireRack.com studios, but we're signing off. But don't you keep it locked right here on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or Sirius XM83, because Jason Smith and Mike Harmon are next. And they bring what, Alex?
Fire!
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.